Last summer, I went to a class reunion at a university back east. A friend whispered to me when my date's back was turned, "I just don't understand what the two of you have to talk about." My date was a Republican. I'm an independent. The university had just announced that Ted Kennedy would not give the commencement address. Barack Obama would fill in. I was elated, but graduation day happened to be my date's birthday, and the only thing he wanted was not to hear Barack Obama. So we drove back to Washington, D.C., where he lives, and had dinner at a restaurant called Sonoma, where I live. My friends here in the Bay Area were appalled that I liked someone who not only knows Cheney and Rumsfeld, but introduced me to them. They accused me of drinking the Kool-Aid. When I told my daughter how approachable I'd found the vice president, she piped up, "That makes it even worse, that he's nice." We live in a bubble here. At a dinner party the other night, I asked people to try to imagine a person who was smart and likable, with a sense of humor, whose politics were 180 degrees apart from theirs. "Impossible," they chorused. If we can't imagine liking someone who thinks and votes so differently from us, what hope do we have for our country? I love the electricity of Washington. My friend and I climbed the steps of the Lincoln Memorial and inside read the Gettysburg Address in unison. He liked California because we talk about food and wine and ideas beyond politics. This very minute, a building is going up just across Constitution Avenue from the National Mall, the new home of the U.S. Institute of Peace. This bipartisan effort is partially funded by Congress, with the remaining monies to come from the private sector. The Institute is dedicated to conflict resolution. The heart of the new headquarters is an area devoted to teaching peace building. If we want peace in this world, and who doesn't, we need more imagination and, well, more kindness, much more than we have seen or exhibited this campaign season. With a perspective, I'm Jill Hunting.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.